This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The new day as well. It's Thursday, August 11th. Join the conversation on the air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. All of us have our perspectives on things, and thus I start with the following. The fate of Governor Chris Christie. This is good, juicy gossip, and more interesting than a lot of the stuff about Trump and Hillary Clinton. Come on, all that stuff's been rehashed 100 times, but we haven't had any conversation about Chris Christie and whether he did it or he didn't did it. Back in 2013, remember this?
Yeah. I had friends who were not happy that day.
George Washington.
Bridgegate.
Bridgegate, yes. He was extracting political revenge, supposedly. And so a couple of his staffers going to court. One already pled guilty. Christie has said, nope, I have anything to do with it. I know nothing. I hear nothing. I only run the state, but I didn't do anything here. So anyway, a couple of the staffers watched Christie answer questions from reporters. And he said, of course, he knew nothing about it. But there was a text floating around from a couple of staffers who just said, he just lied. He flat lied. And if emails are found with a subpoena, it could be bad for him. Well, anyway, Christie says the drama is ridiculous. But how else do things like this happen? Come on, it's New York and New Jersey, for God's sakes. These people do that stuff. I'm surprised there weren't a few bodies found somewhere.
There might have been.
There may be.
I just, you know, and I don't live there, so I'd be curious to know what Victoria thinks about all this. But I just, I don't know how in this day and age politicians think that they can get away with stuff like this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their eyeball into your emails. Everybody can hack into your cellular device. Like, how in the world? I mean, that's why, I mean, I would have a hard time believing he did have something to do with it, because I would just think, you know, you're going to get caught.
Yeah. No, see, and in New York, we, all of us, believed immediately that of course he did this on purpose. Like this is just because he thinks that he's Tony Soprano, so he thinks he's above the law and doesn't even think about cell phones or a traceable, you know, kind of path to that leads right back to him. He just didn't think about it. He was just, well, they didn't vote for me and they didn't give me what I want, so, you know, F them, and that's it, shut down. That's it. I mean, that's just how he is. I mean, he's been the governor of New Jersey for a long time. Everybody's very familiar with how he is, and this
and
is very.
If Trump wins, he'll be the attorney general.
Oh, great! Yeah.
Right. So then you can.
But think about what you just said. That same attitude that Victoria just described of elected
Trump-like
official. No, it's Hillary Clinton-like. That's exactly the same thing. Right. That's exactly what she has dealt with her emails. Like, well, you know what? You know, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I've got my own rules. This is just, how did we get to this point where politicians on both sides of the aisle are not representative of what they're really supposed to be doing?
Let me give you my theory that I've given great time to and obviously articulated it superbly on the air already.
Of course.
And so I'll now go back and superbly articulate it again. The leadership in the world, there was something Trump said yesterday about Obama being responsible for Daesh, which is nonsense. You can make the argument that he and all of the other leaders of the supposed free world are co-conspirators in just being a bunch of dummies.
Many people think the withdrawal of the troops quickly from Afghanistan and Iraq created a vacuum. You can't say that it was responsible because really this movement started back with the Russians in Afghanistan, but it created a vacuum for a speedier growth process.
But it goes back to when the Europeans chopped up Iraq It wasn't Iraq before. All those areas in there that had their separate cultures because of the tribal nature of the Shias and the Sunnis and the Kurds, yeah, and the Ways. So anyway,
the Kurds really, and the Ways. I just heard that.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be back tomorrow.
Tip your waitresses.
Anyway, so what I was saying, Jen, was the what appears to me to be easy to discern, actually, looking around at the bad leadership everywhere. There are no good countries that have good leadership. There are no, I shouldn't say no good countries. I don't see a resounding, solid, strong leader in any country that we do business with that is well-known in the world. They're all weak.
At least Canada has a hot guy running their country. People seem to really like him.
Yeah.
So he seems to be doing all right.
Is it because we have come to the point in the history of our planet that the news media has so much influence and control that nobody, I mean, again, look at Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They both are terrible candidates. And we're supposed to be the strongest nation, and they're supposed to be the strongest people in the world. And then you look back at who's run in the last, 25, 30 years, and there's a nightmare here, and it's the same all over the world because the news media has basically plundered and pillaged its way across all of our minds, and we let it be as it is. A lot of people just don't think on their own. They take what they see or hear, and they think it's gospel. But it's not.
The weirdest thing for me is that in the last 25 years, there's always been a Clinton or a Bush running in an election.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I think that was one of the reasons why in the beginning there was a groundswell of optimism behind Obama, because he wasn't a Clinton or a Bush, and it was it seemed to be really different. And I think that's why people are now back in the middle trying to find some sort of Green Party or the Libertarians. I think that's why everyone's kind of stuck in the middle again. Like, all right, we don't want the same people.
I was out on a mission last night, and I was driving back. I was pretty late. I was listening to Mike Gallagher on a radio station here in Boston. He's a guy that does a syndicated show. He's been around for a long
time.
Really
nice guy, actually.
Yeah, but he's pretty sophomoric in his points of view. But anyway, the point is that he had Newt Gingrich on, and they were talking after he got done kissing his butt and, you know, telling how wonderful he was to come on his radio program. They did get into some stuff. I always find Newt Gingrich, who ought to host his own radio program, in my estimation, because he's so smart and he's very interesting and he has something to say. And he was talking about Trump and the support for Trump and what you really need to be thinking about to get beyond the shrillness of his shouting and making dumb statements and stuff, and to the heart and soul of what he's all about. I got to tell you, I listen to Newt. I'd rather Newt were running. I'd be more enthusiastic I would have been very enthusiastic if Trump had picked Newt Gingrich as his running mate instead of the clown that he did pick. But he didn't. So, but you still see Newt really running around playing interference for Trump in a lot of different ways, getting people off of the shouting and the topics and the personality and stuff. And his suggestion was, and it was a good one, that when you look at the two of them and what they're all about, the cleaner of the two is certainly Donald Trump. And you may be able to make an argument for that, but you're not going to be able to get it across well because the news media doesn't want to hear it. It doesn't want to participate in this, and therefore you have... I mean, I've said a lot. I had arguments with Meredith about this over the months, talking about Benghazi. At this point, it's time to move on from it, even though there's probably a lot of stuff there that's worth examining. Was it yesterday that WikiLeaks squeezed out some more stuff? Was that yesterday or the day before?
What people are saying is that it's too complicated for the American people to actually understand the depth of the Clinton corruption, that you actually have to dig into it.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, the more I have, I'm like shocked that there's even a question here.
But they're both kind of corrupt in a way.
But to have criminality behind them, I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Well, there are those people who say Trump has been a criminal the way he's you know, use the law, and I mean, you can find dirt.
I mean, you'd have to tell me about that, because I mean that would
I'm just telling you what floats around in New York.
But like the WikiLeaks deal is now this DNC staffer who was out for a jog. I mean, this is Julian Assange, who was on a TV show.
See you later.
Is saying it,
well, I didn't think he was jogging. Was he? He was out at 4 a.m.
He was out. Whatever he was out doing.
Coming home or whatever.
He got shot. He got
shot
in the back, and it was covered in the media as a robbery, but nothing was stolen from him.
Nobody stolen. Yeah, right. He didn't get
everything was there. And then Julian Assange on this Dutch TV show sort of intimated that he was actually a source for WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. You're going, wait a second here. I mean, if that's
now,
true.
I think WikiLeaks is offering, $20,000 for a lead.
And
or
then
something.
Those people who don't like the Clintons will say, there's one more. That's number 27 of the people that Bill and Hillary have killed off.
Yeah.
And so that goes around as well.
And so then the question is, on either side, what's the breaking point for you? What's not baked into what you'll accept about your candidate?
Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, thank you. Uh-huh. So
I just hope that Gary Johnson is able to make it into the debates, just because I think it'll provide a different perspective that maybe America needs.
A lot of noise on Twitter and Facebook if they are not allowed into the debates, that's for sure, because they ought to be. It's 18 after the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention Nike fans, right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash too, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases, this week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Did you know that dogs can get the flu? It's serious and very contagious. Chicago-based veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks.
The dog flu spreads quickly in urban areas, doggy daycares, and dog parks. That's why it's so important for dog owners to know the facts to keep their four-legged friends healthy.
If This Dog Could Talk is a campaign raising awareness for the dog flu, something that's only been present in this country since 2003. Dr. Natalie Marks.
The best treatment option for the dog flu is effective prevention. There are vaccines available. You should speak with your veterinarian to decide if your pet is at risk.
Visit doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag If This Dog Could Talk on Twitter. That's doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag If This Dog Could Talk on Twitter.
Big
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Oh, this is good. Time for us to have a moment or two devoted to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Throwback Thursday, the top five songs this week in 1985, starting with Lady Aretha. Number five this week in 85 was The Freeway of Love. Crank it up, Kara.
Can I take you down memory lane for 1 second?
Yes, you can.
A story that no one will care about but me.
No, we'll all care about it.
When I was a young little buck, I used to only like...
You were a buck-ess.
I was a buck-ess. Yes, a buck-ess, buck, yes. Buck-ass. When I was a young girl, all I loved was country music, classic country music like my daddy loved. Until I heard this song. Yeah. And this was the song that brought me into pop music and broke my daddy's heart.
Yeah. So you
I remember confessing to him that I liked this song, and he was like, what? He doesn't like Aretha?
It isn't that. He was stuck on some of this stuff. I played my first job as a disc jockey. He was playing that music. That old country, that classic country music. It wasn't classic then. It's classic now. It was great stuff. I didn't know anything about it, but it was fun stuff to play. All right, number four this week, 1985, is the year from the movie St. Elmo's Fire, John Parr. Man, is this an anthem for how many people who are from that era? McFadden, I think he stands up and salutes when this gets played.
I know, I think so.
That's hilarious.
All right.
Was the movie called St. Elmo's Fire? Or is this the song? Or was it
St. Yeah, I think
it was St. Elmo's Fire.
Man in Motion is really the name of the... If you listen to this, crank it up, Kara, for a second. The lyric line.
So 80s sounding.
Hello. You think that's 80s sounding? What do we get to number three? Corey Hart and Never Surrender is number three.
Never Surrender.
I guess all of these tunes, maybe it's appropriate because it was the middle of the decade. I think this is the only hit this guy ever had, right? All right.
I don't know. Is he the sunglasses at night guy?
No.
show. Okay. Then yes, I think this is only him.
Never surrender.
I don't know if I even know this song.
Never give up, never surrender. It's my mantra. Okay, so that's number three for this week in 1985. Number two belongs to Tears for Fears. This is a great song.
Now we're talking.
That's a very good song. Yep. Crank it up. Please. So here we have number one now, and this is the one that is the best of the five. Huey, newest in the blues. What's this?
There was a real difference in sound. There was popping and waves.
Yeah, this, the Huey Lewis being at number one this week in 1985 with The Power of Love is such a departure in sound from the other type of synthesized 80s music.
Yeah. This is just rock. This is pop rock. Pure and simple. And this is, he really gets started, I think, on this. I think it's been used in a number of movies and things. Power of Love.
A friend of mine recently, I don't remember where we were, but we were out shopping, and she's African American, and she said, you know, I had a culture shock when I realized Huey Lewis was white. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, I just grew up always thinking he was black because he sounds black.
Right, you know, people used to think Ducky was.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you may be harming your pet and don't even know it. Take a look at his toenails. Are they too long? Do you hear their clicking sound when your pet walks across a tile or wood floor? If the answer is yes, then you're putting your pet at risk. Unclipped nails can cause lameness, aggravate arthritis, and hip dysplasia because your pet's weight is not properly distributed on his paws. And you can't depend on that once-a-year trip to the vet to do the job. And if you can't afford to go to the groomer every couple of weeks or the vet, perhaps you should do it yourself. Buy a clipper designed for your type of pet. There are clippers designed specifically for cats and some for dogs. Adjust your pet to having his feet touched. Don't use the clipper. Just start massaging his feet and touching his feet and give him a treat afterwards. Then what I suggest you do is show him the nail clipper every day, but in a positive experience around his food dish just before you give him a treat, so there's a positive association with it. And then look at his nails. If they're dark in color, just clip the tip, wait a couple of weeks and clip a little bit more. If they're lighter in color, you can see where that vein is and clip to that point. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For us to put some ideas in your head. Where are those ideas? My mother always used to say, where do you get those ideas? Who put those ideas into your head? Well, in this case, I can blame Jennifer and Victoria for all that because I'm just here occupying time and space, folks, sort of coordinating all the ideas today.
We're your co-puppeteers.
Yes, yes. That sounds like a movie. Remember The Rocketeer? We could have The Puppeteer.
Yeah.
What about that, huh? Jennifer Connelly could be the puppet. Ooh. A heat advisory has been issued for the East Coast. Kara, what's the temperature in Washington right now?
Right now? It was 80-something when I drove in, and it was 4, so it was probably in the 90s. I think it's supposed to be in the 100s today, though.
Right. 100s down there. What about you in New York City there, Victoria? What do we have in
the forecast? It's currently 80. There's a heat advisory, and it's going to be 90 today.
Yeah. Well, the temperature here is supposed to be over 100 degrees, and it'll feel like 110. 100 degree plus, it just is going to be, you just walk outside and you start sweating. I can hardly wait to jump on a tractor later on today. Just maybe create some breeze or something. That's what will happen. Turn those air conditioners on and up.
Well, that was the weirdest part. We were talking during the break, Dougie, about that nut that climbed Trump Tower yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how hot and muggy it was and what a weird choice. I mean, imagine being up there when it's this warm and this sticky. Ugh.
Yeah. Why did he also not plan ahead in terms of making sure Trump was even in New York? Wasn't Trump in the Midwest yesterday?
Yeah.
He was
maybe
in Virginia and Florida.
Maybe he just wanted a night in the Trump penthouse. I don't know.
He wanted to be famous. In jail.
He's in a padded room right now.
Yes, he is down in Bellevue.
Off to Bellevue.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the wonderful moments yesterday from the events at the Olympics. I think we've given enough credit to Michael Phelps. Who deserves the most? Let's see if we can get an agreement among the three of you as to who deserves the most credit for doing the most good for the American team yesterday.
Anyway, Kara?
Groundswell of ignorance and disinterest.
I was watching a dude scale a building, all right?
You know who I like? All right, let me tell you who I like. I like Kristen Armstrong.
I bet you do.
Who is that?
Who is she?
Her. Okay, I see her.
Right. Yeah,
she won a gold medal yesterday, right?
Yes, she did. Yep, she's on top of her game. The real reason I like her is because at 43, she shows the young whippersnappers who are, 19, 20, 21 years old, that you get. People are saying, oh, my God, look at Michael Phelps. He's 31 anyway. Well, this woman's 43.
All right, I'm going to play the game. Yeah, I'm going to play the game, too, because I actually did watch, 30 seconds of the Olympics, and I went, I was kind of comforted right before I went to bed last night. The volleyball girls, and it might have been a rerun, by the way.
No, that one was live.
Was that live?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Jennings and Walsh, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been around since I was a kid, I think. I mean, and I love that they're still competing. And
well,
they're rad.
Yeah. One of them, Carrie, is competing. Her partner, Misty May, who she was in the last three Olympics with, is retired, but she got a new partner. And her new partner is actually a part of the team that they beat at the last Olympics. And then when they beat them, she hugged the girl who's now her partner and asked her in her ear, she said, do you want to be my partner at the next one? Which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so see,
that's very good for you. Yeah. All right. So
gymnastics girls, they're done now, right? And they won everything?
I know they got a team gold. I think they still have the individual ones coming up.
Do we have a medal count, Kara? Could you get us a medal count?
I'm looking it up right
now.
We're
ahead.
What we've got.
We are ahead. Are you sure? Because sometimes Russia beats us. And
No.
Russia was in fourth yesterday.
Half the team
yesterday.
Is there. No.
Good. Take that.
Chinese were second the last time.
USA has 32.
Gold.
China is in second place with 23 total medals.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the total medals. That's
total medals. So we have 11 golds. And China has 10.
Yeah, and Russia only has 15.
Take that, Russia.
Yeah. Okay. So this...
we should ask Sarah Palin if they're upset over there.
What she can see from her front porch.
So curious.
I talked to Victoria earlier about whether I ought to have a conversation with you about this woman who was shot by the Florida police officer. She was role-playing. This is the most... This really comes from Mondo Bizarro. A lady's name is Mary Knowlton, Punta Gorda, Florida, police station. She was there to learn how to be a community steward. 73 years old. There is a student in the Citizens Police Academy, which is a course that they offer every once in a while, intended to give an inside look into what makes their department work. Punta Gorda is a nice place. We're on the air there. Anyway, with the reflection on this, feel free, please. 888-302-3684. As near as I can figure out, the officers chose a couple of students to role play in a lethal force situation. The scenario was supposed to demonstrate how and when officers decide to pull the trigger. So Ms. Knowlton played the victim, and one of the police officers played a bad guy. So her husband's sitting there watching her, as the police officer takes out his gun and shoots.
Wow.
Mary Knowlton.
Wow.
She's dead.
It's just so sad. This and whole the story
sitting
so
there.
So yeah. What's the
now? Was the reasoning?
Why
that
is there a round in the gun? There's nobody.
They didn't know there was a live round.
Why
the
did they know?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, and the other thing that's kind of outrageous about that, whether there was the ammunition in the gun or not, is the first thing they teach you when you get a gun is unless you want to shoot somebody, you don't put your finger on the trigger. I mean, he could have pretended. He could have even held the gun. But the minute you put your finger on the trigger, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, and not to trivialize it, but I don't understand how this has happened. Because I think when I heard this story, I almost think of, what was it, The Crow with Brandon Lee, who was killed while filming the movie. There was a live round in the gun in the movie.
Right.
And this has happened numerous times, and I just don't understand. If you don't actually want to shoot someone, why wouldn't you just check the gun beforehand?
There were people who thought that was done on purpose because some people
didn't
like him. But nobody who wanted to kill the 73-year-old sweet lady, she's the librarian, for God's sakes.
And the officer, obviously, this is a tragic accident.
Awful.
But, I mean, that guy, I mean, he's never going to be the same.
Never.
No.
It's
never.
Just,
you have to feel terrible.
Never. Yeah. Never, never, never. But it's just, it is an accident. And it's just, it seems so needless because somebody didn't check the gun. And you're not going to hear me take off on, it's too easy to take off the police. That's not what this is about.
Well, this isn't even one of those situations.
Slipping.
It's about a horrible accident, somebody
slipping.
Not thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the very first lesson, don't put your finger on the trigger unless you are aiming at your target and you're ready to shoot, whether you think the gun's loaded or not.
Okay, television report up next. J-Lo in the news. Actually, we'll focus on this HBO TV movie that she's working on. That's up next here.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A 70-year-old church choir director in Arkansas got in big trouble for trying to protect herself and her home. She lives in a part of Little Rock where break-ins and violent crimes are common, so her home had bars on the windows. Apparently that offended some neighbors who complained to local authorities, and they had her arrested, even though the bars were already on the home before she bought it. She looked through the lens of liberty and fought back, telling the town council, "If I can find some more bars, I'll put them up on the rest of the windows." She understands what town leaders have forgotten, that the people's right to protect themselves is one of America's most important founding principles.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57
channels and nothing on. Nap here, hi.
Little now,
26 past the hour. Jennifer Lopez, who has proven to be not only a great singer, a very interesting person on, was it The Voice? Which one was she on? American?
American Idol.
Was she on Idol? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then getting herself into this TV show on NBC called Shades of Blue with Ray Liotta, which is quite a gritty look into police work. But she plays it well. She pulls it off well. Now she's going to play a drug lord in an HBO TV movie that she's producing. I find that also interesting that we would, you know, this is equal opportunity time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are women who are crime lords, drug lords. And this woman, is it Griselda Blanco? I believe that's her name. Griselda Blanco.
I don't know anything about the real Griselda Blanco, but it is an interesting choice for J-Lo to want to play her.
Cocaine godmother. She revolutionized the drug trade during the 70s and 80s.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Most powerful female cartel member of all time.
Hmm.
She had a connection to Little Italy in New York, even though she wasn't, well, I guess she was Italian. I'm not sure whether she was Italian or Hispanic, because that name could go either way, right?
I would think Blanco would definitely be Hispanic.
It would be Hispanic. Okay.
Yeah, Blanco. Right. Because otherwise she'd just be, like, white.
Yeah.
That'd be her last name.
Griselda White.
Griselda White, okay.
Yeah. Not as exciting.
By the way, just as an aside, are you following what's going on with Rooster Onofrio? Is that how you pronounce his name? The big crime boss in New York?
Is this one of the guys that was arrested in the...
Yeah. Rooster, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Along with Nikki the Cripple, right?
Yeah, right. and by the way, the only reason I'm paying any attention to that is because of these names.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the Rooster.
Fun.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Really is. Okay, meanwhile, back to the television report. Jennifer has an overview of what's coming up tonight on television.
Well, Dougie, of course the Olympics are on tonight. I know Kara's going to be tuned in for this one because at 8 o'clock on NBC in primetime, it's women's gymnastics and swimming. That's right. Three-time world champion Simone Biles and Ali Reisman are contenders in the women's gymnastics all-around final. Michael Phelps also competing in the live men's a lot of numbers final. What is that, 2001 or 200 IM? What is that, Kara?
I guess it's the 200 IM. I haven't checked out. How,
yeah, 200 IM.
Yeah.
Okay,
individual medley,
there you go.
All the different strokes.
Ah, hey, but I just had eye surgery. I didn't know if it was 2001. Other live swimming events, the finals in the women's 200 meter breast and 100 meter free, and men's 200 meter back and the semis and men's 50 meter free.
Why do you have to emphasize breast like that?
Hey, you heard it, perv. Also, if the Olympics are not your thing, Big Brother has a brand new episode in which another house guest is evicted from the compound at 9 o'clock on CBS. Queen of the South airs at 10 o'clock on USA, and a brand new episode of Beauty and the Beast, Means to an End, 9 p.m. on the CW.
Queen of the South, that's the other movie or a TV show that's all about a female drug kingpin.
That's right.
Isn't
so I wonder
Ellen
if that's
Barkin?
Also based on
that
the
Ellen
character.
Barkin? Who is that?
No.
But it's an Ellen Barkin lookalike. She looks like Ellen Barkin. It's another actress cut from that same cloth.
A woman escapes from a Mexican cartel and rises to become a drug queenpin in America.
What's that other story about the family? The mother's in charge and they're a bunch of robbing, murdering cutthroats. The actress is, everybody know. I just can't put my finger on. The promos are everywhere. You see these.
I'm trying to think what that could be.
Isn't that awful? I can't remember. Somebody will call 888-302-3684.
Help us out.
Thinking about this is a very well known actress. She looks like Ellen Barkin, and it's as soon as you hear the name, I'm completely lost. Oh, well, won't be the first time.
Sorry.
10 minutes, nor the last. 10 before the hour.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Money pit time. Money pit. 54 almost past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on 300 and some radio stations around the country every weekend. He's the expert, and we're going to bring you up to date on some of the trends that are going on. Those of you who own older homes, Tommy's got some great tips for you to upgrade. Those of you who are maybe at this time of year, Tom, is it that this time of year is a good time of year before we get into winter for people to assess if they have an older home what to do?
Yeah, we're in that transitionary time, Doug, now when folks go from, you know, enjoying the warm and relaxable summer to starting to, you know, get into the time when we're spending money on our energy bills and the temperatures get better and we start to think about ways that we can improve our home into the new year. And so it's a good time to think about the technologies you can take advantage of to do that. You know, one of the things we'll be facing very shortly is a big increase in utility bills as we start to flick on those heating systems. And they really do dominate the monthly utility bills. I mean, water heating alone represents about 20% of your home's total energy use. Rheem has a new technology that can help. It's called the EcoNet Smart Home System. And basically, it's a way to manage up to about 65% of the home's energy consumption. It uses an EcoNet module, and once it's installed to the heating, cooling, or water heating equipment, you can do a lot of things. You can customize temperature settings, vacation settings, whether you're home or away, right from your smartphone, right from your tablet. And it's also got, you know, in all the years I spent as a home inspector, you know, people set and forget those systems, right? And they don't deal with them until uh-huh. something goes wrong. This has system monitoring built in. So if there's any attention that's needed, it's going to send you an alert in very clear language so you know that your system's always going to be operating at peak efficiency.
Does this have a play more or less with the instant hot water? What do they call the new hot water tanks?
Tankless water heaters?
Yeah.
This works with Econet-enabled equipment that's made by Rheem, and they've been making this equipment for about 2 years now. It's worthwhile to invest kind of all in a platform like this because you get the total control and ability to manage your HVAC systems.
All right.
Now,
the average age of a single-family home in our country is 35 years old.
Yep.
The majority of people don't keep up. They think, oh, 35, that's a young house. But yet there are a lot of things, painting and other things, especially a lot of new gadgetry that's around.
Yeah, how about the kitchens? You know, the kitchen's at 30-plus years old. You're already ready to redo that and get your dream kitchen. There's a new product that can help with that. Have you ever seen one of these downdraft vent systems?
Yes, yeah.
Beautiful. From Best is this new one out called Katura. And it's so well designed, it can pair with virtually any cooktop appliance, aesthetically, mechanically, any design configuration, any installation configuration. It basically rises up out of your countertop and takes away all of that cooking odor. It does it very, very efficiently. But it's really thin, it's really sleek, and it's very good looking. I like this product because it enables us to do a lot with a little. If you've got a big kitchen, great. If you've got a small kitchen or a condo, wouldn't it be nice to get rid of that big, ugly vent hood above your range? Well, you can do that with this technology.
All right. Home security. Most of the homes that are 35 plus don't have any security in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are trying to figure out how do we put this in without drilling holes in the wall everywhere.
Well, it's a couple of technologies that I think are great. The Ring product that's out now, the Ring Video Doorbell, love this because it's like caller ID for your front door. If somebody walks up to your front door, you can get an alert that says somebody's there because it can detect them based on a zone that you sent. If they hit the doorbell, you can talk to them in real time. You know, you see them, they don't see you. And it works on any device you choose, Apple, Android, Windows. It's got motion detection. You can designate the zones. It takes just a few minutes to install. And it's got four different faceplates. So that's out, and that's new. That gives you some security for a very low price. And then have you ever tried to program your lights in your house with one of those timers? It's a real pain in the neck. But there's a new product out that makes that easy. It's called the Decora Digital Dimmer. It basically is a dimmer and a timer in one that's wirelessly controlled using a free app on your smartphone or tablet. Basically, it's run by Bluetooth. It's easy to set up. It's easy to program. Instead of having a typical dimmer in the wall, you replace it with the Decora Dimmer with Bluetooth, and then you can run it off of your phone. You can set randomized schedules, Doug, so if you're not home, you can give the house the appearance of it being there. I mean, for $40, you can't beat it.
No, that's very cool. All right, so there are a lot of great ideas here, and you can check them out on the Money Pit website. Tom is the host, the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Program, also the author of My Home, My Money Pit. He's got information, guidance, if you will, on the program and in the book for every home improvement adventure. There are three or four strong items there. I like the instant hot water thing or how you can control what's going on in your whole house there. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.